You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
6:23 on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We are the Morning Shift. I am Allie Mack with Bo Morgan. Mike Johnson will be on with Mike Bell this afternoon. Garrett is hanging out behind the glass. Before we play some audio from Mike's conversation with Raheem Morris, I got to tell you, since I'm solo this week, I was in control of the remote last night. And normally, if we just need background noise, it's on MLB Network. But I put on the Saturdays in the SEC last night, just have something while I was doing some work last night. And out of nowhere, I spotted some of our friends, Matt Flynn, Greg McElroy, Jacob Hester, all our buddies from SEC Media Days. Yeah. They're all chilling right there. And then the one and only Mike Johnson pops on my TV. And they're all talking about when Nick Saban took over at Alabama.
Oh, boy.
It was so interesting just to watch that. And it's like, I know Mike is on a ton of stuff, but it just catches you off guard when you're like, oh, hey. Hey, buddy.
I know that voice.
Yeah, I know that voice. I didn't get to see you today, but I see you now.
Yeah, I've never seen him. I've never gotten to see, because I watch a lot of, I've got the two TVs set up downstairs.
Yeah.
And one TV is constantly on ESPN or a sporting event. Like, mm-hmm. like last night, obviously, I fell asleep and woke up and it was my Florida-UConn game that came on, which... rough start for Florida basketball. But I never had the sound. I never gotten to see Mike do one of those things. So I'm curious of how he comes off.
You haven't seen it?
Uh-uh.
He looks so young. He's not wearing a hat.
Oh, there it is. Not wearing a hat.
That's what's very jarring about it. And his hair's all nice and combed over. But it was interesting to listen to. And I know, like, because he's told us, and he told the story recently about his mom checking in with Saban mm-hmm. when he took over without his knowledge, but she called him right before she went in his office. And so I'm seeing this interview, and he's talking about when Nick Saban took over, and he was so excited about it. This guy is different. It was like, in the back of his mind, he's thinking about his mom walking into that office without his knowledge. But
yeah, no, I know that it. Mike's pretty humble about stuff. It's just funny. Because he gets annoyed with me when I'm like, "Oh, American national," and but I always like, "Hey, man, can you tell me a Saban story?" like if we were taking road trips, where I'm like, "Hey, we tell me a Saban story real quick, like while we're just driving," because I'm a nerd for
like a bedtime story. Or
yeah, kind of like I'm like, "Hey, remember that time you told that Saban story about your mom? Will you tell me that again?" I just like hearing the story. It's fun for me. Me and Arch are the same. Like, so Arch and I, when for the most part of most of my career doing Falcons with them, we've ridden the same bus to the stadium.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm always like, "Hey, can we go in the field? Can we go in the field?" And he's like, you want to walk on the field? I'm like, yeah, I want to go on the field. I want to see what the grass looks like. I like walking on the field in the stadiums and getting a feel, being down there and walking around. And, yeah, I turn into a little kid at times. I think it's probably not hard to understand that if you listen to this show. And at some of the stadiums that he's played in, like, there's only a few left, obviously. It's been a while. But, like, the Superdome was one of them. And so I'm always like, hey, got a memory from in here? So the very first time, I was at the Superdome. Arch is like, hey, here's one for you. And, like, so I like to get the story. I like the stories from guys that played. It's just, it's really interesting for me. It's cool to hear, you know, back in the day kind of stories. Like, that's why when we had Michael Haynes on Friday from the Publix, and we'll be at Publix in Alpharetta on Haynes Bridge Road, I believe, on Friday, which if, you know, maybe bring a can of Febreze for me, if you don't mind, because I'll be right off the plane. But,
yeah.
You know, when Michael Haynes was on there, I was just kept asking about stories from the 90s Falcons teams, like about Bobby and about beating the Saints in that playoff game. Because Mike did a really good job of talking to Michael about what he's doing now. And I'm like, yeah, I don't care, man. Remember that time you did this?
That was cool.
Yeah. Like, I turned into Chris Farley. And it's just because I just want to hear these stories. Yeah. Like, it's completely different talking to the guys that played in back in the day. And it's not like, you know, there are guys that, like, completely change who they are around athletes that, you know, that played, that they saw play. I don't know. I don't feel like I change. I just feel like it comes into a thing where all I care about is hearing back in the day stuff.
You just don't blink as much. You're like, hey.
Yeah. I stare a little bit more.
Yeah.
Yeah, but no, it's cool. Those are funny things. That's cool that Mike was on one of those things telling a story from back in the day.
From back in the day. We're bringing this up because, Mike, obviously we miss you. Have fun with Mike Bell today. But he was up at Flowery Branch talking with Raheem Morris. Let's hear some of that audio.
That game was one of those games like where you felt like your team was where you were supposed to be. I remember you guys remember the third play of the season. We throw a check down to Bijan. He shows what he is right away, right? And then at the end of that game, I don't know if you remember, but our quarterback, Michael Penix, went to check Superman and started scrambling around, dove for a few touchdowns, ran into another one, got us close in another one, made some really good throws in that game, especially versus their zero coverage. They came out in the base package, really did a nice job of settling us down in the run, not us running 11 personnel. Did a nice job there, right? We did a nice job on defense coming out, really established the fact that we can rush the pass this year. It was a great game. And then we missed a kick at the end of the game. And those things are all hurt, right? And they all those things happen. But you never know what happens. Like you're talking about, if you can find a way to win that game, one game, you know, and like it didn't happen.
And they were talking about the first game against Tampa this season in that cut. And I was putting together the Rise Up Rewind last night, starting my research for all that, Bo. And this series is completely split right now. It is dead even.
Another dead even series.
Yes.
Wow. That's because New Orleans was too until we went down there and won. The funny thing about everything he said about week one is stuff that no one remembers, unfortunately, except for the missed kick. And when I was looking over some stuff about, we have these cards and then I get, and, it's got stuff on it. And I write down things about what guys have done against teams and everything. And I'm looking at week one stuff, and you forget how bad we were at running the football week one. I say bad, how good they stopped our run and how everything that we did was about throwing the football and how good Penix looked. You know, you had that play to Bijan where he houses it. But Baker Mayfield through the air was pretty atrocious. He was 17 of 32. Now he had three touchdown passes, Allie. They were, two of those were to Ibuka, and they were big plays. But he beat you scrambling. In fact, the play that everyone's going to remember is the big throw to Ibuka late in the game where he scrambles, where Caden Ellis has a clean shot. And I'm not going to say that Caden missed him. I will phrase it like this because I think you've got to give your due to Baker. Baker made him miss and kept the play alive. And Baker Mayfield, you actually – they had 100 yards rushing, and Baker Mayfield had like 30, I think 39 of it in that game. And so take away Baker's, and they had like 60-something yards rushing. You did a good job. Both teams did a good job at stopping the run, But the reality was big plays hurt both defenses, and Penix had a couple of plays at the end there. Remember that series late in the game where he dives for the first down, and they didn't give it to him. They had to review it. And then he makes the play where he stretches out, I believe, again on fourth down to score the touchdown at the goal line. And he did. He went Superman on us. That was a Michael Penix that looked completely different middle to end of the year as far as his hesitancy to do some of those things with his legs. But the first game of the year, you had two quarterbacks who were making plays with their legs almost as much as their arms. So it's crazy the turn we got. And really, you look at Tampa, and I think they've lost like 5 of 7 or something like that.
I mean, Baker Mayfield started out so strong this season, and over the last few weeks, it's just kind of tapered a bit.
Yeah. And I guess it was 4 or 5 they lost, but they have not been on this great thing either. And they've went through their injuries, but Garrett, I'm pretty sure Mike Evans is coming back this week.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin, or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first 2 orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Who, Rick Stroud, by the way, we will have on at 8:20 today to talk about this matchup. That is interesting. That is, and we've got some more audio here from Raheem and Mike's conversation yesterday. This clip is in regards to the Falcons emulating what the Seahawks have done in regards to team building.
I think the GM has done a really nice job of doing what we're trying to do, you know, build it up front. And right now, going out the last couple of years, being able to get Rook and Dulles in last year's draft, building our front on defensive line. This year, going to get Jalen Walker and James Pierce, really building the front line. When you look at that front line over there, I mean, they've got backups as first rounders, you know, and like it's what you need on both sides of the ball. And then they went out this year and really did a nice job of really, you know, parting ways with DK, but bringing in a guy like Cooper Kupp and really being able to make Smith and Jigba his number one.
Yeah.
And then on offense, once you get that rolling, they got two backs in the backfield, which we are very proud of what we've done, but they built that thing the right way. They've gone out. They got their quarterback and Sam Darnold. He's really been able to be efficient, really be able to get the ball down the field. You know, he's had his games where he's been questioned, which is always going to happen at quarterback. Sure. It's just the nature of the beast. But I think they've done a nice job of really building the football team and then going out there being able to execute. And this year, it's really shown up in a major way.
That was the thing that I found when I looked at Seattle's defensive line, and Mike Johnson and I were talking about it in pregame last week before the game. Oh no, really? And then Jaren Reed came back. You're like Jaren Reed, and you're like Byron Murphy and Leonard Williams and all the names that Seattle has put together. There's when they do a line change and you're like, oh, DeMarcus Lawrence and Boye Mafe, like you keep you're like, oh yeah, they're gonna bring this guy in. And then there's just another guy that's a stud. And their back end is they did a good job in Seattle as well. The Seattle's defense looks on paper, I'm not saying they're better or worse or anything like that, but when you look at them on paper, it's as intimidating as it was when you faced the Legion of Boom got all the pub, but when you go back to that Seattle team that Dan Quinn had as the DC when they won the Super Bowl and then went to the second Super Bowl, it was built up front. And they did it. That was, I remember the way they put that team together. And I do believe that that we would like to emulate that is you had guys you drafted and then you went and signed guys who had talent but hadn't necessarily either had been injured or hadn't gotten it quite done at other places. Like Bennett, like Michael Bennett that played on that team. People forget that Michael Bennett was essentially deemed a bust in Tampa Bay where he was drafted. And he went to Seattle and turned into this stud pass rusher. But we've got James Pierce, who's coming off five straight sacks in five straight games. Now leads all rookies, leads his teammate Jalen Walker, and is now tied for the team leading sacks. So I think we're building it too. Can we maybe supplement it a little bit and with some guys similar to they have? And that's what he said. We've tried to do. Mm-hmm. We've tried to emulate that in some ways.
Well, and we're going to have a lot more audio coming up out of Flowery Branch. A bunch of coordinators spoke yesterday, so we'll play that later on. And coming up next, this Notre Dame situation, it just will not die down. We'll get into that. And we've got my Mac drop. We talked about holiday parties earlier, so we're going to play Ho, Ho, Ho or No, No, No. That's next on Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Airo. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Airo uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Airo will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Airo can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Airo. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit DetectTheSOS.com to learn more.